DW.
At first glance, the Turkish Riviera looks like the perfect spot for a nice dip in the ocean, with its calm blue water and white sandy beaches. But on a closer look, you can't miss the plastic waste everywhere, from straws to cups, bottles, and pieces of plastic. Despite the fact that plastic is already a real problem, Turkey keeps importing more and more plastic waste, from Germany amongst other countries. According to Germany's Federal Office of Statistics, Germany exported 18,000 tonnes of plastic waste to Turkey in 2017. 1 year later, it was already 50,000 tonnes, almost three times as much. Seran Maden from the Association for Paper Waste and Recycling Businesses has this explanation.
Turkey doesn't have the resources to produce anything from oil derivatives. That's why the country buys the resources from abroad, and that's expensive. But there's also the option of producing what's known as second-hand resources from recyclable material. That's why Turkey sees importing this material and recycling it as an opportunity.
In this respect, 2018 was a good year for Turkey. The drastic increase in plastic waste imports can be traced back to China stopping their imports of plastic waste. A large amount of the waste then landed in Anatolia. But it was too much, says Deniz Bayram, head of Greenpeace's Mediterranean department.
This development came very suddenly. Turkey is already overwhelmed with separating and recycling its own trash. The fact is that the waste import volume drastically increased before the country was able to develop strategies to deal with it.
So far, only 10% of Turkey's trash is being recycled. The recycling quota is supposed to be increased to 35% by the year 2023. But that depends on the improvement of waste separation, says Seren Madden. So far, very few households separate their trash, and separating it afterwards is expensive.
So instead of spending lots of money on waste separation within Turkey, they import clean waste or recyclables from abroad.
The companies that dispose of the recyclable waste don't get paid for it. But they don't have to pay someone to take their trash either. Turkey even pays for the transport. Importing general unsorted waste is strictly forbidden in line with Turkey's waste management industry, says Martin. What the country is looking for is clean, single-origin waste they can import.
Recycled paper can be turned into boxes, plastic bottles into fibers, artificial cotton and jerseys, or you can process plastic into granules and sell it as a raw material.
But eventually, these products too will be tossed away. And in Turkey, hardly anyone separates their trash. And in the worst-case scenario, it makes its way into the ocean. So does imported waste from Germany contribute to the pollution of the Mediterranean? Deniz Bayrak from Greenpeace says she can't rule that out.
According to several studies, Turkey is indeed one of the countries responsible for polluting the Mediterranean. What we can't say as yet is whether the imported waste is contributing to that. There aren't any studies on that yet. What is definitely true is that the Mediterranean has a plastic pollution problem.
One of the reasons for this pollution is the use of disposable products in the tourism industry. That's why a zero-waste regulation was recently introduced. Every hotel and holiday resort now has to separate their trash locally and, more or less, stop using disposable items. DW.